Those were the things that had bonded them, not pedagogy. The hole that had opened in her when she'd felt his death yawned still. She feared she might drain away into it. She knew the name of the hole. Love. She'd loved Master Sallow. He'd been a father to her. She had never told him, and now she never could. Losing something she loved had ripped her open in a way she had not expected. The pain hurt. But the pain was right. The Order had wrought a galaxy in which good capitulated to evil, where human feelings, Aaron's feelings, were crushed under the weight of Jedi non-attachment. What good was any of it if it brought matters to this? Her racing thoughts lifted her from bed. She was too restless for sleep. She put her feet on the carpeted floor, hung her head, tried to gather the thoughts bouncing chaotically in her brain. She realized that she still wore her robes, not her nightclothes. She crossed the room and stepped through the sliding doors to her balcony. The brisk wind mussed her hair. The scent of wildflowers and loam saturated the air. Insects chirped. A nightbird cooed. It would have been peaceful under other circumstances. 100 meters down, the Alderaanian landscape unrolled before her. A meadow of tall grasses, shrubs, and slim apo trees that whispered and swayed in the breeze. She could not see the walls of the compound through the vegetation. It was beautiful, Aaron allowed. Yet she still had the sense that she was standing at the scene of a crime. The cool night air and calm setting did nothing to assuage the feeling that the Jedi had failed catastrophically. She gripped the top of the balcony so tightly that it made her fingers ache. Beyond the compound, in the distance, the surface of a wide, winding river shimmered in the moonlight. The running lights from a few boats dotted its surface. She watched their slow, hypnotic traverse over the water. The sky, too, was dotted with traffic. She found it infuriating that life went on as it had for everyone else, while for her, everything had changed. She felt as if she had been hollowed out.
"Thinking of jumping?"
a voice said, a gentle smile in the tone. She started before placing the voice as Sayo's. For a moment, he had sounded exactly like Master Sallow. Sayo stood on the balcony of his own chambers 5 meters to her right. He had to have been there the whole time. Perhaps he could not sleep either.
"No,"
she said.
"Just thinking."
His usual calm expression was marred by a furrowed brow and worried eyes.
"About Master Sallow?"
he asked. Hearing someone else speak her master's name at that moment pierced her. Emotion welled in her, put a fist in her throat. She nodded, unable to speak.
"I am sorry for you, Aaron. Master Sallow will be missed."
She found her voice.
"He was more to me than just a master.